Armstead looked up at the moon. That song there, Kathleen Mavourneen? He shrugged. Longstreet looked at him. He was rubbing his face. Armstead said slowly, Last time I saw old Wynn, we played that. Round the piano. He glanced at Longstreet, grinned vaguely, glanced away. We went over there for the last dinner together, night before we all broke up. Spring of 61. He paused, looked into the past, nodded to himself. Myra Hancock had us over. One more evening together. You remember Myra. Beautiful woman. Sweet woman. They were a beautiful couple, you know that? Most beautiful couple I ever saw. He sure looks like a soldier now. And that's a fact. Longstreet waited. Something was coming. Garnet was there that last night. And Sidney Johnston. A lot of fellas from the old outfit. We were leaving the next day. Some going north, some coming south. Splitting up. God. You remember. Longstreet remembered. A bright, cold day. A cold, cold day. A soldier's farewell. Goodbye, good luck, and see you in hell. Armstead said, We sat around the piano toward the end of the evening. You know how it was. Mary was playing. We sang all the good songs. That was one of them. Kathleen Mavourneen. And there was Mary of Argyle, and, it may be for years, and it may be forever. Never forget that. He stopped, paused, looked down into the whiskey glass, looked up at Longstreet. You know how it was, Pete. Longstreet nodded. Well, the man was a brother to me. You remember. Toward the end of the evening, it got rough. We all began, well, you know, there were a lot of tears. Armstead's voice wavered. He took a deep breath. Well, I was crying, and I went up to Wynn, and I took him by the shoulder, and I said, Wynn, so help me. If I ever lift a hand against you, may God strike me dead. Longstreet felt a cold shudder. He looked down at the ground. There was nothing to say. Armstead said, shaken, I've not seen him since. I haven't been on the same field with him, thank God. It troubles me to think on it. Longstreet wanted to reach out and touch him, but he went on looking at the dark ground. Can't leave the fight, of course, Armstead said. But I think about it. I meant it as a vow, you see. You understand, Pete? Sure. I thought about sitting this one out, but I don't think I can do that. I don't think that would be right either. Guess not. Armstead sighed. He drank the last of the whiskey in a swift single motion. He took off the soft black hat and held it in his hand, and the gray hair glistened wetly and the band of white skin at the forehead shone in the light. With the hat off, he was older, much older. Old courtly Low. Had been a fiery young man. Lothario. Grown old. Thank you, Pete. Armstead's voice was steady. Had to talk about that. Course. I sent Myra Hancock a package to be opened in the event of my death. You'll drop by and see her after this is done? Longstreet nodded. He said, I was just thinking of the time you hit early with the plate. Armstead grinned. Didn't hit him hard enough.